It's Monday, the 16th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Ministry of Finance and Public Enterprises has directed employers to reimburse employees once the new statutory tax rates are gazetted. According to a media release issued on Saturday, the ministry's spokesperson Wilson Shikoto explains.
The announcement is based on the new statutory tax rates as prescribed in the income tax. The notice grants authority directs that employees must adjust the pay as to N deduction backdated March 2024. The tax amendment has been signed into law by the president and will be gazetted this week.
Sirius Capital economist Robert McGregor analyzes the policy impact of the decision.
The overall benefit to the economy, in our view, is beneficial. After several years of high inflation, high interest rates, along with limited employment growth, if any, and limited growth in salaries and wages, this will provide consumers with additional relief over and above the 25 basis points repo rate reduction seen last month. Overall, this should see an improvement in consumer disposable income coming through over the next few months, and that should benefit the broader economy as well.
Meanwhile, business owner Stefan Hugo explains the impact it has on companies.
The impact for businesses on the announcement is that employers would have to make the adjustments in the payroll systems, recalculate the pay as you earn that employees should pay for the whole tax year. So there might be a refund amount because of the backdating to the 1st of March, but that could obviously only be reflected in the payments to employees once the payrolls have been updated. It's obviously quite an administrative process for that to happen, so the expectation from employees should be that it could take a month or two before employers are in a position to actually process these credits on the payrolls.
The Johannesburg Stock Exchange has reiterated its call to South African investors with unclaimed dividends to come forward. Here's JSE Director for Marketing, Vuyo Lee, in conversation with ENCA.
When shareholders change banking details, it's difficult to pay the dividends when they're due to be paid. A lot of people are not aware what dividends are, how dividends work. With this initiative, we are trying to address all issues and make sure that we're able to find these rightful owners of the dividends.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Rome for talks with his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni, as well as studying Italy's response to small boats crossing the Mediterranean. Starmer is also trying to reset relations with European neighbours after years of post-Brexit tension.
Keir Starmer is visiting the National Coordination Centre for Migration in the Italian capital as the UK tries to learn from Italy's success in cutting the numbers of migrants arriving by small boats from northern Africa. The new UK government is also closely watching Italy's plan to process asylum seekers in nearby Albania. In recent weeks, Starmer has visited Paris, Berlin and Dublin as he tries to build relationships with key leaders inside the European Union. He'll have a tough time, though, matching his predecessor Rishi Sunak when it comes to Giorgia Meloni. Their close partnership on issues such as migration and AI was described as a political romance. Giles Gibson, Rome.
And finally, 14 Namibian competitors demonstrated their skills at the 47th World Skills International Competition in Lyon, France, joining 1,400 participants from around the world. At the closing ceremony, China led the event with 34 gold medals. Ambassador to France and permanent delegate to UNESCO, Albertus Alchamob.
We've done very well. And I think if I listen to some of our participants, the observations they've made, one is that they have learned new skills. The second observation that I have seen many of our own participants make has to do with the fact that they now have a network of fellow artisans from around the world with whom they're able to interact going forward. So international competitions are good. At a personal level, people have gotten great exposure. What's now important is that we don't lose this momentum by these people just returning to business as usual. But I think there's an opportunity for them to play a bigger role as part and parcel of the productive sectors of the Namibian economy.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.